world. I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization has announced it is sending a team of 10 scientists to Wuhan, China, to investigate how COVID-19 jumped from animals to humans. The team includes renowned virus hunters, public health specialists, and experts in animal health from Britain, the United States, Australia, Denmark, the Netherlands, Japan, Qatar, Germany, Vietnam, and Russia. Britain has secured 2 million doses of Moderna Incorporated's COVID-19 vaccine candidate to be available in Europe as early as the spring. That's what the government said on Sunday. The doses are in addition to the 5 million doses it secured from the U.S. company 2 weeks ago. The new deal came a day after Prime Minister Boris Johnson named Nadeem Zahawi, a junior business minister, to be minister responsible for the deployment of COVID-19 vaccines. Britain now has access to 357 million doses of vaccines from 7 developers, according to a government statement. Deliveries to Britain could begin as early as the spring if the vaccine meets the standards of the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Britain has also ordered 40 million doses of a vaccine developed by Germany's BioNTech SE and Pfizer Incorporated of the United States, which has been found to be 95% effective in preventing the spread of the new coronavirus. Britain has suffered the worst COVID-19 outbreak in Europe, with more than 57,000 virus-related deaths. On Saturday, London police arrested more than 150 people while breaking up protests against the vaccine and against restrictions meant to slow the spread of the virus. You can keep up on our COVID-19 stories and everything else we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Colorado Governor Jared Polis and his spouse have tested positive for COVID-19, his office announced on Saturday. The statement said both men are feeling well and will isolate in their home. Polis said in the statement that no person or family is immune to this virus. He urged his fellow Coloradans to follow guidelines to protect against catching it. The statement said Polis will continue to work, although his health will be closely monitored. He's not the first U.S. state governor to have been infected. The governors of Nevada, Virginia, and Missouri have all tested positive for the virus in recent months. The U.S. death count from coronavirus has risen to more than 266,000 deaths as of Saturday. That information is from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. 4 people have been killed in an attack on a remote community in Indonesia's central Sulawesi province. Police are searching for suspects believed to be members of a group associated with Islamic State. Authorities say 4 residents died and 6 houses were burned, including a house that was used as a place of worship by a church congregation. The police chief of central Sulawesi told VOA that, quote, the incident took place Friday around 9 a.m. local time. He said one victim was decapitated. Another was burned to death. Based on witness statements, investigators think 8 members of the East Indonesia Mujahideen carried out the assault. In the capital, Jakarta, a spokesman for the Indonesian National Police told reporters, "We're on the ground now. There are about 100 personnel chasing them." The motive for the attack was not immediately clear. Britain and France have signed an agreement aimed at ending illegal migration across the English Channel. British Home Secretary Priti Patel announced Saturday that starting December 1st, patrols on French beaches will be doubled. Technology, including drones and radar, will be used to detect migrant crossing attempts. She said Britain has given France nearly $200 million over the past 10 years to help stem the tide of immigrants crossing the channel. And Pope Francis on Saturday installed 13 new cardinals, including the first African-American to hold the high rank, further expanding the pontiff's impact on the group that will one day elect his successor. The cardinals were installed in a ceremony that was markedly slimmed down because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead of the usual thousands of onlookers, only 10 guests per cardinal were allowed in St. Peter's Basilica. 9 of the 13 are under 80. That means they're eligible under church law to enter a secret conclave to choose the next pope after Francis dies or resigns. The